I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A crisis in West Africa threatens millions of lives, and it's a tragedy being ignored on the front page. One group is calling to arms and awareness because something can be done. And did you know that the local church across the Middle East is behind an international grassroots movement for Bible translation? Details on that in just a moment. But first, in West Africa, multiple factors are converging to create a quickly escalating crisis. Rain shortages have left people without food, while terrorist groups like Boko Haram have left people fearing for their lives. Christian Aid Mission's David Boghossian explains.
So you have this convergence of these two factors, and then you have the political crisis in the country and these different countries, which is affected by corruption. So humanitarian organizations are trying to bring aid to these groups, but it's not getting to the people because of corruption. So it's a huge mess that's affecting millions of people.
Christian Aid serves the most vulnerable by bringing food, rebuilding shelters, and providing education. And this opens doors up to share the hope of Christ.
The gospel is so powerful for the Islamic context because Jesus is speaking, in many cases, he's speaking to the same type of system that Islam is. When he's talking to the Pharisees, when he's talking about these legalistic systems, it's the exact same framework that Muslims are operating under. And so the gospel can speak so powerfully into that situation, to people who are in bondage and to people who are looking for freedom and truth.
Now, you're not hearing much about this crisis, so it's important to be intentional about staying informed, and remember to keep this situation in your prayers. Next, a recent trip to Ghana brought a group of Americans and 20 locals together for the first ever Livingstone School of Missions. Beth Beckman of One Way Ministry says the school is a new effort to bring young believers together to minister effectively in the name of Christ.
The first part is actually in the classroom. It's an intensive one-week training program that includes some experiential learning on topics like Christian mission foundation, discovering your spiritual gifts, trends and issues in global missions.
After classwork comes field work.
We took a 17-hour bus ride up into the remote villages of northern Ghana and did some outreaches among the Kumba people, who are a very receptive, unreached people group in northern Ghana.
Now, the team members are looking for ways to move the church to reach the rest of Ghana with the gospel, but they can't do it without your prayer and support.
Pray that God will continue to raise up people, including these young folks that were a part of the School of Mission this summer, that he'll raise them up to just share about Jesus.
There's more on how you can pray, give, or go at missionnews.org. And sometimes ministries bite off more than they can chew. However, when it comes to Wycliffe Associates, Bruce Smith says they relished the chance to be a part of a translation movement in the Middle East that just keeps on growing.
What started out as an initial foray into seven languages 4 years ago has now grown to 100 languages that are currently in the process of translating scripture into minority languages in that region. And the vision is for another 80 to begin in the next months or years as we're able.
So how do they handle such massive interest in a translation? By using local churches eager to help get scripture into their own language.
These are people that are experts in their language and culture. These are people that have known these languages and have learned these languages from birth, and that with the right tools and with the right resources, they actually produce very accurate translations.
Despite intense persecution and turmoil in the Middle East, the church is growing and getting stronger.
Those kind of stories don't get the front lines, the headlines, but they are the backstory that's behind all of the headlines, is that God is at work in these arenas. And we need to remember that there are still thousands of groups that have not even one verse of scripture.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, the gospel brings a renewed right relationship with God. And because that relationship transforms our lives, it impacts relationships with those around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.